The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, this should be an interesting show. We'll probably talk a little bit about the Rockets, too. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, get a tattoo with a question on it, put odds on it. What are the odds? This is going to be a very interesting show, Hoffman.
I think that it will be entertaining.
Yeah, should
be. That's our job, technically, right?
Yeah. We try to be entertaining every day. Sometimes we're not, but we try to be. We got, for the first time in years, Houston Texans cheerleaders on the show today.
Yeah, we were removed from the list for a long time, right, John?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you remember what we did to get banished?
I think it was some inappropriate questions, I believe.
Great.
I wonder who did that.
Fred.
I'm pretty sure I know who it wasn't. But Beth Liebling will join us at 6:15 from Darling Way, so we'll have pillow talk with her. That could be interesting as well. And Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7. But we're jumping on an airplane and heading to Phoenix as soon as the show is over to do some Final Four shows the next couple days. So if you want to get all the information on the Final Four, we're going to be your place to do it.
There you go.
And our buddy Michael from Get Me is going to take us there. So, man, make sure we get there on time. Now, I'm guessing our flight's probably going to be delayed a little bit.
You think so?
Just because all the weather today has backed everything up.
Yeah.
So did you watch the Rockets last night?
I did.
How great was James Harden? He had a triple-double. We know how important those triple-doubles are, right?
Right.
Oh, whoops. 5 of 20 from the field.
Yeah.
1 of 9 on three-pointers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the other way you can look at it is the Rockets played really, really, really poorly.
Yeah.
And they didn't get blown out.
No.
I mean, it could have been way worse.
They almost made a game of it late, but the reality is, if they shoot 5 for 31 on threes, they're not beating anybody. And to keep it that close, considering that, yeah.
But if you get to the line 39 times and the other team gets to the line 16 times and you still lose, you either shot really poorly or rebounded really poorly. And it wasn't awful rebounding from the Rockets last night. It wasn't special rebounding. I mean, James Harden was the only guy in double digits, which it lets you know what's going on with these bigs here. But, they could not hit a shot. And a lot of it, I mean, credit where it's due, the Warriors are one of the better, and people don't realize this. The Warriors are one of the better defensive teams in the league, too. I mean, defensive rating, I think they're second only to San Antonio. They're a very good defensive team, and there are a lot of guys on that team that are going to give James Harden problems. And you saw that last night. And really, with the exception of Clint Capella, who made everything that was given to him, basically, and nobody else played well. Nobody else even had what I would call a decent game. You know, it was really a poor performance from everybody, and they still didn't get blown out. So you got to look at the bright side, I guess. But seeing Curry and Thompson just have their way, which they did, that's a little alarming, I would say. I think what it boils down to, though, is this was a home game for the Rockets. They couldn't beat the Warriors, who, I mean, they played all right. They weren't anything special. There's no way this team can beat the Warriors in a seven-game series. I've said that all along, and there's been – I don't know if I would call them – I don't know if I want to call them homers who think that, but there are people who are not looking at this rationally. If you think the Rockets can beat that team four times out of seven, I don't – especially when four of them are going to be in Oakland, I don't know what to tell you. They beat the Warriors back early in the season in, I want to say, the only game all year that Steph Curry's fouled out in. And that was even still a close game. The Warriors are just better. And there's no shame in that. The Warriors are, I mean, from a personnel standpoint, are better than everybody.
And you know what you're kind of leaving out? Be a little better with Kevin Durant.
Yeah. And now Steve Kerr said yesterday that he might return in the regular season. And I think the Rockets are a good team, but not every good team is a title contender. And it's kind of what I've been saying all year long is, and hell, the Rockets may be at the top of the list of good teams that aren't title contenders. But I do think there's a line there, and I think the Rockets fall on the other side of that line.
713-780-ESPN. Longhorn Dimitri says, glad you guys survived Storm Linda. I'd actually called it Shep, but... That was it didn't last very long, but that was a pretty intense little storm. And my favorite thing is that the weather people always say something really stupid at some point during a storm broadcast. And so today I get the tornado alert on my phone. So I'm like, you know what? I better turn on the TV and see what's going on. And so they're showing this rotation that I guess it never touched down, but they were showing it over Meyerland, basically. They were showing the track that it was on. It's like, oh, yeah, that's pretty much headed right for me. And they start talking about all the schools around there. And the guy says, so if you're a teacher watching the TV now, you probably want to get your kids into the hallway. And I'm thinking to myself, what teacher is watching the news at 11 a.m. with their class? Shouldn't they be teaching the class?
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. That's now, I'm sure somebody will tell me, oh, my teacher does that all the time. But, I'm just guessing teachers weren't watching TV. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776 on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What are the odds the Rockets acquire someone in the offseason that would give them a better chance of beating the Warriors in a seven-game series? I don't know who's out there that you could acquire that's going to close that gap.
Unless you acquire LeBron James, you're not going to get a player that's going to make you better than the Warriors.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I don't know of anybody out there. Now, could you make your team?
You can make your team better.
Yeah.
But better than the Warriors, LeBron James is the only name.
Somebody suggested we should have Beth talk to the Houston Texans cheerleaders. That would be entertaining. Probably would get us banned again, I'm guessing. 713-780-ESPN. We got some Texans news, too, sort of, such as it is. See what Bill O'Brien had to say about the...
Well, we're talking about different things, but I heard Bill O'Brien say, even though there hasn't been much happening in free agency, he thinks the team has improved this offseason. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I had a different one, but that's okay. We'll start with that.
Does that sound crazy to you?
It sounds like one of his typical bald-faced lies. He just makes stuff up and says whatever he wants. There's no way you're better right now.
No,
unless you're just saying that Brock Osweiler and George Godsey were so awful that getting rid of them has made us a better team.
And those two moves improved you so much that you didn't need Quentin Dimps or A.J. Bouye or any of the other guys who have left via free agency. No big deal. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand how you can, when you've signed no one, how you can say we're better.
And you lost two starters on your defense.
Good players. Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah. So you're disagreeing with him.
I disagree with him. Respectfully disagree.
I'm tired of being respectfully agreeing with O'Brien. All right, well, we'll save the other story for a little bit later. But coming up next, we'll talk Texans. But we'll talk Texans cheerleaders. Morgan and X are going to join
X.
Us. That's what it says here, Morgan and X.
I,
is that correct, John, or did you just forget the name?
That's not – I met them both.
Yeah?
Oh, so Morgan's the one that called me and
– X was like a placeholder until you found out her name.
Yeah, I didn't get her name.
Yeah, I think her name's Amanda. I might be wrong.
Okay, so
– I'm not good at remembering people's names, but
yeah,
I think –
Yeah, it's not X.
It's Morgan and Amanda, I think.
That makes more sense. Although X would be a cool name.
X going to give it to you.
All right.
Bleep waiting for you to get it on your own. X going to deliver it to you.
Let's take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And this is an important moment because it's the first time in at least 4 years that we've had any Houston Texans cheerleaders.
It's been 4 years?
It's been 4 years. We accidentally had one that was out for an appearance at one of the places we were at. And then after a few minutes, she was told she couldn't do it anymore. Remember that wing place we were at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were on a hard ban list for a long time, which seems unnecessary to me. Morgan and Amanda joined the program, the Texans cheerleaders. They sent over their hottest chicks this time, Fred.
Yeah, this is a first for us, too.
Because
we got the best ones.
Right. And I always add, like, you know, I always want to get to the bottom of what's going on in the cheerleader locker room. It's shrouded in mystery. The XFL tried to bring cameras in the locker room years ago, in the ladies' locker room, but it didn't work out. So I like to pull the curtain back and see what's going on behind the scenes with these ladies. And apparently, I guess the lady in charge didn't like some of my questions last time. And I was reminded that my question that stirred all the fuss up was, I was asking them if they got too fat, like did they get in trouble? Like did they have to weigh in, and if they got too fat, was there a punishment? And of course this time they sent a couple of
skinny
girls.
Yeah.
They're okay. So they're not worried about it. But last time I guess it was offensive for me to ask that question. But they've Morgan and Amanda have informed us no, they do not weigh in. And you said this is the only coach that does not weigh in their cheerleaders?
She's one of the few, I think, but yeah.
Right, now, do you guys have a lot of experience with this NFL cheerleading thing, or is this relatively new for you guys?
I think this is relatively new for the both of us. This is our rookie season, so we're
new. You guys haven't even done a game yet?
No, the past season has been our rookie.
You're
season.
Not rookies anymore,
yeah.
Then?
No,
we
April
actually
1st,
just got our ring.
Oh,
so.
We did.
You guys get rings?
We do.
Rookies.
Oh, congratulations. Pinky rings, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And that lets everybody know that's how you guys represent. It's like a gang.
No, it's not. But it's cool.
Well, okay. All right. Now, I guess you guys are here to promote that there are tryouts going on, and that's this weekend?
Yes, this weekend, April 1st, 3 o'clock at the Houston Methodist Training Center, also known as the Bubble. Come out. We'll have a live DJ, so that'll be fun. Registration is completely free. You can register at HoustonTexans.com.
And it's like a big party, and it's awesome.
What are the requirements to do this? Like, could just any old chick show up and say, I want to be a cheerleader, or we have some sort of baseline?
Yeah, you have to be 18 years or older.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me.
You have to be an adult.
You have to have a part-time job or be a part-time student.
Okay,
that's me.
Be a graduate of high school or GD.
Okay,
got that.
Still good, Fred.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Coming
now.
Out,
I'm
Fred.
Out
you
now.
Thinking about it?
By the way, you guys have not seen me in drag. I'm telling you,
that GED thing screwed me. I'm done.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah.
So what if? Okay. How long does the process take for you guys to decide? I mean, is it one day? You guys do everything in one day?
There's three rounds. There's a first round, and then if you make it past that, you go to the second. And then if you make it past that, you go to the third.
And these are all on different days?
No, same day, on Saturday, April 1st. And then from there, she picks the top 50, and then you go to Sunday, so April 2nd, and we have an interview round.
Now, and you have to do interviews because you guys don't want – like bitchy girls on the team, basically, right? Because you guys want to keep a good clubhouse spirit. It's better when everybody gets along than to, like, because if a girl's a really good cheerleader and she's really hot, but she's also really bitchy, nobody wants to have her around, right?
Well, we do go through our interview process. So at the top 50, after that Saturday, that Sunday, we actually come back for interviews. So none of the other girls sit in through the interviews. It's just coach and a few other
alumni.
Yeah.
So you guys don't get any say? No. You got the ring.
We don't get any say. We have to try out from scratch.
We have to have that rookie mentality all the time.
Oh, I forgot. So you guys have to go back out and try again, right?
Yes.
Now that you have the ring, are you going to show that to the other girls and try to intimidate them?
No, we're very welcoming. So anyone who like comes up to us, we'll help them out, mm-hmm. or if they have any questions, because we're in the same boat too. Like a spot isn't guaranteed for us.
So right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you help some girl who's basically trying to take your job?
Because we're very helpful, and that's why we have such a close team, and we're all sweet to each other.
That's why you can ask these guys. When people come around and they ask about advice for radio, I give no advice. I tell them, listen, I'd quit right now if I were you. And
well,
that's
we
what you guys should say.
Possible. So,
but you want to be on it, right?
Yeah, true.
What's the point to having the best team if you're not on it? You know, like everybody's like, I want to be on the best team, but you want to make sure that you're one of the girls on the team. So
you have to
kind of walk that line. Now, are you guys confident in your skills?
Yeah,
we're really excited.
Now, I would think that if you've been before, you've got a little bit of an advantage because you know the routines and things like that. And these other girls don't know anything. They're all dummies.
Brand new routines.
Yeah, they're brand new routines.
They're going to teach us the day of.
All of us.
But you guys, I guess at least you know what to expect. Like, nothing they throw at you is going to be like, oh, I can't believe what we're doing here. I've never seen anything like this before. Because you guys have seen this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, it's on the site, there is a frequently asked questions section. And it talks about going to dance classes. So if you just go to any type of dance class just to prepare, just to pick up 8 counts and learn a few things, I think you'll be fine throughout the process.
If you don't make it, will you try to be on Dancing with the Stars?
No, I don't think that's in my future.
That would be good, no. I think. Did you have any kind of background coming into this? Were you a dancer growing up? Were you a cheerleader growing up? How did you guys decide that you want to do this?
Yeah, I was actually a cheerleader, competitive cheer background, like tumbling and stunting.
Oh,
and
I used to do that too, but I don't like to talk about it. What about you?
I was a dancer, so I grew up doing competitive dance competitions my entire life.
Okay, like not that.
Like jazz, contemporary, lyrical.
I didn't know. I didn't know. You said that there's no requirements. You could come in from anywhere.
No. I'm 19, so I grew up from 6 to 19 doing dance my entire life.
You're 19?
Yes.
Good Lord. I mean, how old are you?
I'm 23.
23. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the average age, would you say, of these cheerleaders?
As long as you're 18, I think, it ranges from
18.
Who's the oldest chick? In her 30s, maybe? Is there any girls in their 30s?
30.
Man.
So anybody's encouraged to try. If you have a girlfriend, a wife, tell her to come on out April 1st.
Yes.
Once you're 30, you're pretty much washed up, right?
No, like, not at all.
No,
nobody wants to see some gross 30-year-old woman out there shaking it. That's got to be a disaster.
No.
There's some hot 30-year-old women out there that should come try out April 1st.
Scarlett Johansson's busy. She's got a new movie out, everything else. Are you guys excited about the season?
Yes. I'm really, really excited.
I feel like the off-season is probably kind of boring for you guys, right? Yeah. There's nothing going on. I mean, I guess you have a real job. Like, you got a job that's... you say you work full-time, right?
I do. Full-time,
and what do you do again?
I'm a behavioral health therapist.
And you did not meet... Juggalo Trey outside, right? I'm also a doctor. A lot of people don't know this, but I diagnosed him yesterday correctly. Like, I talked to him for a little while, and I said, this kid, he's got Asperger's. And sure enough, he does.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm a medical doctor. You wouldn't have known it by looking at me, would you?
Radio's part-time.
Yeah. It's like cheerleading to you is like radio to me. Like, it's just something I do on the side. You know. And what are you going to school for, Amanda?
I'm going to school for business entrepreneurship.
And what do you plan to do with this? You want to be the Lady Diddy or what?
I would love to own my own dance studio.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Well, what can we expect from the Texans, ladies? We were just talking about this. The Texans have signed no one this offseason, and they let a couple of important guys walk away, yet somehow Coach Bill O'Brien seems to think they're better. Do you guys get into these meetings? Do you guys get to know anything about the players? Like, are they keeping you guys in the dark?
Sorry, we're more on the dancing side.
Yep, and we're really focused on our tryouts right now. So you can get all of our information through all of our social medias.
Where can we find you on social media? Do you have an HTC Twitter account, both of you?
We have Snapchat, Texans Cheer Team, Instagram, Texans Cheerleaders, Twitter, Texans Cheer, Facebook, Houston Texans Cheerleaders, and YouTube, HTC Cheer One.
Okay. Now, when you become a Texans cheerleader, do you automatically get that Twitter handle that says, like, HTC Amanda? Or, like, is that a deal? Is that part of the deal?
Yeah, it's a deal.
Okay, because really cool. I always see that, like, when I get followed by a Texans cheerleader, it's always an exciting time. Because you see that HTC followed you, and you're like, yes, it happened. Well, ladies, I wish you both luck.
Thank you.
I know this is a pressure-filled time for you, but I feel like, compared to some of the other chicks they've strolled through here, you guys should do well. We've had some real train wrecks come through here from the Texans cheerleaders. You guys seem like...
Oh, no.
You guys are the legit, like, the real deal. You've been dancing since you were how old?
Six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, come on. What about you? When did you start? This was your first dance gig, though, huh?
Professional team, my first.
But when did you start cheerleading?
Young. Probably about the age of six, too. It's been a long time.
Experienced veterans.
Yes.
But not so old that you're washed up.
We want to let everyone know that it's not necessarily all about dance, because we do a lot of things in the community as well. If you like working with children, the elderly, the military,
that's actually my favorite part.
You're working with old people?
Yes, I love it.
It just touches my heart, and it's like my favorite thing to do is seeing someone smile.
Right. Maybe we should trade jobs. I have to work with this old guy every day. It's disgusting. All right. Well, ladies, best of luck to you in the tryouts.
How many chicks
make the team? How many ladies make the team?
35.
35
made it this year.
And we have either 7 to 8 appearance girls, mm-hmm. which are girls who do most of our appearances, and then we have, like, what?
Is that like a bonus spot? Is that like if you're a team captain or something?
No, so the
you get some extra dough for that, huh?
The girls who are not necessarily the strong dancers, but like if you like working with the community and mm-hmm. you want to be a part of our team,
and you're still pretty,
you could join the team.
Not like the practice squad. They're like the practice squad.
Well, we get free hair, free makeup, free tanning, pillows, 2 tickets to every game.
Yeah.
So you get, you know, everything that a dancer does. So, you know, if you're out there and you don't have the strongest dancing skills, you can always come out.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you have ugly hair, no big deal. They'll fix it, apparently. That's a good deal. All right, ladies, best of luck. And tell people again one more time where they can go to try out.
Yes, you can log on to HoustonTexans.com, and you can go to the cheerleader tab and sign up. Registration is completely free. Tryouts are free. It's a big party, the biggest party of the year, actually. And if you're following us on social media, please use the hashtags HTC is trending, HTC
tryouts
2017. Yes, and hashtag the biggest party of the year.
You want me to give you a hint?
Yes.
Not you, because you're 19. You don't know anything about this. Don't drink the night before your tryouts.
I don't think that was an option.
No, you want to show up. You want to show up sharp on your A game.
Yes.
Like me, I drank last night.
Yeah.
That's why this show so far has been a disaster. I didn't show up at my best, but I'm giving you advice. I'm teaching you my life skills. I'm a little bit older than you. You might not be able to tell by looking at me. I'm a little bit older than you. Just take that with you and say, you know what? When someone offers you a drink on Friday, just say, big day for me tomorrow. I'm good. Like you know it. When you drink? Saturday night. Then you show up to the interview portion, wasted.
I don't think that's a good look.
They'll say, you know what? This chick likes to party. Let's bring her on the team.
I don't think so.
Okay, wait till
you're
Sunday.
You're out there,
then.
Guys. It's not a good idea.
April 1st. Come see us at the bubble.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Have a good day.
Thank you.
We're going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So what are the odds Wednesday? If you want to get in some What Are the Odds calls, now's your time. So, John, did we get in trouble that time? Or
I haven't heard anything, so okay. I think
the
we're
girls
okay.
Got a good job note from their boss.
Well, that doesn't mean we did a good job.
I think it does. I feel like that was a group effort, right?
I thought so, but I never know about these things. 832, because we weren't first segment when I called O'Brien a bald-faced liar. He's like, bald-face, bold-face, bro. It is not bold-face. That is one of those things you millennials took that phrase and turned it into that. And now it's accepted that you can say bold-face, but it was bald-faced liar. And I would point you to Webster's Dictionary. Bro.
I hate it when dudes bro you, Fred, because you're not a bro.
No.
I'm a bro, according to Twitter. I'm the ultimate bro.
Really?
Yeah, I never got out of my frat days. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you were in a frat.
That's right.
It's called the U.S. Army.
Yeah.
What are the odds Romo was released before the Rockets season is over?
Man, I don't know. I give up even guessing at that because I would have thought it was done by now. What's the deadline where they'd have to pay him if he got hurt? And it's like when training camp starts, right?
When OTAs start. Okay. If he gets hurt in OTAs, they have to pay him. And as brittle as this guy's been, would you take that chance?
No.
He could walk out there and snap his back, throwing a pass, just like that. So.
Why are you hating on the Rockets? Played the Warriors close again last night. It can happen.
Okay.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion, I guess. I still stand by it.
And I thought you were fairly positive, considering how poorly they played, how poorly they shot the basketball to keep the game as close as they did. I would just be concerned once Kevin Durant's there. And, you know, Draymond Green missed some of that game. When he went out, when they made their run. If you're a Rockets fan, have hope. Have hope, because that's what you have to hold your... You know, that's what you have to hold your thing with, is hope.
The halftime score was 60-52, Warriors. The Warriors were 1 of 2 from the free throw line in the first half. They had 2 free throw attempts. The Rockets were 18 of 20, and they were still down 8 points at half.
Well, that's because they just couldn't shoot the ball.
Couldn't shoot?
They just had
16 from 3 in the first half.
Yeah, they had a bad shooting night, and... When that happens, it doesn't matter who they're playing. They're probably not going to win. And 5 of 31 on threes, that's the number right there. That's the difference in the ball game. You were 5 of 31.
It also didn't help that James Harden kept throwing the ball into the stands.
Oh, don't blame him.
He only had 6 turnovers, John. That's for him.
I guess that's average.
Yeah, that's not bad for him. And considering the start they got off to, where they were just getting blown out early, hey, I think you got to give him credit for getting back in the game. But with all that said, I think if a healthy Kevin Durant is on that team in the playoffs, it makes the order that much taller. What are the odds of Cavs regain the number one seed?
I don't know. I mean, they don't seem right. But honestly, I think the Cavs have kind of come to the point where they don't care. Like, they're kind of going the Spurs method of being the number one seed is not the priority. It's about how we play in the playoffs and making sure everything's ready to go in the playoffs. But LeBron's played a lot of minutes. There's a lot of wear on those tires.
Yeah.
I don't know that they will end up the one seed, but I still say whether they're the one seed or the two or the three, they're still the favorite to get to the finals again, as long as they have him on their team.
Let's squeeze in a call here on What Are the Odds Wednesday. We'll start with Todd. What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
Sports to you, Todd.
Hey, I'm heading over to New Orleans this weekend. I'm taking some family along with me who are visiting from L.A. Can you give me a good recommend on either a bar, strip club, restaurant, kind of something no one knows about?
Something no one knows about. I don't know. My favorite bar in the country that I've come across is Avenue Pub, and it's in New Orleans. It's a great whiskey bar, great craft beer bar. They've got a ton of good stuff there. And then my favorite restaurant in New Orleans is Giacomo's. I don't know that either one of those are necessarily hidden gems that no one else knows
about.
And
if you want oysters, Acme. That would be my suggestion. far, strip clubs can't really help you. Although, I'll just say this. People I know who go to those kind of things, the ones off Bourbon Street are the ones to go to.
Off Bourbon Street?
Off Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to be on Bourbon Street strip clubs.
Because you might get hit with a dong.
Well, that might
be a surprise.
That
show.
Might happen on anywhere you go over there. So, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And what are the odds for each AFC South team to win the division? I think it's way too early to do that simply because I don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be for the Texans.
Nope.
I think if you were to go right now, if you're telling me Tom Savage is the starting quarterback for the Houston Texans,
odds aren't great.
I'm not making them the favorites.
No.
I'll probably still go with the Colts, although Andrew Luck's coming off surgery again, and I'm starting to wonder if maybe he just isn't already broken.
Which is fair.
And if that's the case, then I don't really like the Colts. And I need to see. I think the Jaguars will be better, but I don't expect the huge jump that everybody seems to think. Well, they thought they were going to make last year because I don't like their quarterback. And I could see the Titans with a slight regression this year.
I don't know. I could see the Titans getting a little bit better even. I actually, because I think Mariota's kind of coming into his own. I like that kid. If I had to pick, I'd expect more out of the Titans than the Jags next season.
I expect more out of the Titans, but I don't. That doesn't mean I think they're going to be better than 9-7.
Okay.
I think I could see them sliding back to 8-8. Maybe. I don't think they'll be worse than that. But I still don't like their coaching staff, and I don't like management there. And they've got good players, but I don't know that team is going to win with that coach.
Those are fair concerns.
And I like the coaching staff better in Jacksonville than I have when Gus Bradley was there, but I still don't like Blake Bortles at quarterback.
Okay.
I do think they might have the best young corner in the league, though.
Marcus Peters plays for Jacksonville?
I'm telling you, that kid is going to be – the way he played the last month of the season when the light really came on for him, that guy's going to be amazing. And – I mark my words.
You're talking about Jalen Ramsey, obviously. Yeah, Jalen Ramsey. I agree. He's a very good player.
Not A.J. Bouye.
No.
Jalen Ramsey, who I think will be first-team All-Pro next year. You heard it here first. All right, guys. We'll get to your phone calls when we get back. But I want to tell you about Houston Can Academies. Terrific school. What they do is they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools, and they give them a second chance. And a lot of these are really good kids. They had transportation problems getting to school. Maybe they had to get a job to support their family. Well, Houston Can Academy works around those things, gives them a second chance, and so many of them go on and do great things. And you can help give a kid a second chance just by donating a vehicle you're not using anymore. Car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, four-wheeler. You've got something sitting out there, and you're going to fix it, or you're going to clean it up, and then you're going to trade it in, and you just never got around to it. Now it's gotten all rusty. Well, they'll take it. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They'll come tow the vehicle away absolutely free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. And if you think about it, you probably just did taxes. Imagine how great it would be to have a deduction like that. Well, you can do that for next year. So you're going to put something to good use. You're going to do a great thing. And if you do it today, guess what? Tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Free $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com, right off the car, not the kid.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Okay, I don't know if this just happened to you, but did the Houston Texans cheerleaders speaker follow you?
Yes.
I'm the official Houston Texans cheerleaders practice speaker for now. Bad things happen to me all the time. I'm the newest of many. Pray for me. 50,000 followers.
That's more than me and you and John combined.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, I'll follow back just for anybody that's got more than me. I'll see what you're about, Speaker. Jamie from Spring, what are the odds a Mayweather-McGregor fight gets made before Triple G versus Alvarez? I'll still take. I just don't believe the Mayweather thing's ever going to happen.
I still don't either. So I think it's a bunch of talk.
I'll go Canelo, although I wouldn't be shocked if we never saw either one.
Casey says, last night was a little discouraging, but don't forget Rhino was also out. There's still a chance they can hang. I would say that the Rockets missing Ryan Anderson is kind of like the Warriors missing Kevin Durant.
Very similar.
It's pretty much a wash.
He is an important player on that team because he does a great job of playing that role as a stretch four. And I think he's a good fit, and they missed him.
Of course.
Not greater than Kevin Durant.
No.
I have to go less than on that one. All right, let's zip through some What Are the Odds calls. First, I have to tell you to download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. All right, let's go to the HRNP listener line. Quentin, you're on the Blitz. Go. Quentin, I don't even hear anything there. Did Quentin die?
Maybe.
All right, we'll try Nick. What's up, Nick?
Yep. What's going on?
Hey, sports.
I've been saving this for a week, so hopefully it's as good as I think it is. But what are the better odds? Dino Auriemma getting a men's college basketball job? Or a women's head coach in the NBA?
I don't know. I think that the chick in San Antonio may be next
Becky
in line.
Hammond, yeah.
Yeah. I'll
go that way because I don't think Gino's ever had any interest in coaching.
Gino
guys.
Doesn't want to coach men because I don't want to get into it. But no, I don't think Gino has any interest in coaching men.
Miguel.
He's happy doing what he's doing.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a good one of the odds. What's up, Miguel?
Hello?
Hey, Sports Miguel.
Hey, I was calling to see what are the odds from Alonso Ball's getting his brand getting bought out by Nike or Adidas, the Triple B brand.
Is it going to be bought out?
Yeah.
Not that I've heard anything about, but I mean, I guess that's possible. I don't know, nor do I care about that stupid brand.
Did I see a picture of you with one of those hats, though?
No, that was a fake picture. That's called Photoshop.
Okay. I didn't really pay attention. I just saw it on there.
You think I got $80 to spend on a hat, Fred? What are you, crazy?
Yeah, I'd spend $80 on a bottle of whiskey that I'm never going to drink.
That's not a Triple B hat. If I did have that $80 hat, I would never wear it. I would put it on my mantle like you did with that whiskey.
All right, we'll give Quentin one more try here. Let's see what that was about. What's up, Quentin?
Hey, what's going on?
Sports, Quentin.
Hey, I got a question for you. What are the odds that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver will consult with Jameis Winston about adding a woman as a coach? I'll hang up and listen.
I'm guessing what? I'm missing it.
Yeah, I think there was a joke there, but it kind of went over both of our heads.
Yeah.
So
I'm not that clever. I don't know. I just didn't understand it.
Yeah, I'm sure it was very funny.
That's highbrow humor.
Yeah,
it's like a Wes Anderson movie. It's too cutesy of a joke for my taste.
Yeah, it's like Rushmore. Just
yeah,
I'm a cat.
There's Rushmore guys, and then there's
Caddyshack guys.
There's Animal House guys.
Yeah,
I'm an Animal House guy.
Yeah, I'm a Hangover guy.
I'm a Porky's guy.
Porky's. Yeah,
you're the Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh man.
Get on my level.
713-780-ESPN. I got a lot of complaints about the ads on the app.
I get those every day.
Guys,
that's all Reheal's deal, right?
We have nothing
John?
To do with those. So
who's in charge of the app's ads?
I don't know.
almost everything is voiced by Raheel.
So yeah, because I don't think anybody else wants to voice him.
Right. And Raheel, God, you give him a microphone, he'll be there. He's there. That dude loves to hear himself on the air. So he's always willing to do it. I think he has something to do with actually putting it together, though. So if you want to send hate, send it all to him.
What are the odds Juggalo Trey's mom is listening today?
Juggalo Trey said she doesn't listen that often.
I'm going to go 4%.
And plus, she doesn't like our show.
Yeah, well.
We're not for her.
We should talk sports.
About a bunch of other stuff besides sports.
We did a lot of sports this first hour. So when we start the next hour, we're not going to do sports. You know what we're going to do?
What?
The thing I promised yesterday.
You promised something?
Yes. The nominees for the Video Game Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I have them. So.
All right.
We'll do that when we come back.
Guys, the years keep sliding by. It's already, where were you? It's almost April now. Are you kidding me? If you're not in a career or a job you love, don't waste another day. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and get on your way to making more money. My Computer Career, it's the IT school where you can get trained to work in the high-demand field of IT. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months, even with no experience. You attend classes live online just twice a week, and you're going to get the skills and industry certifications that you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps get you into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. What are you waiting for, guys? My Computer Career, it's nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.